Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Jamie Floyd from In Session, filling in for Brian Lehrer. Do you suddenly know a whole lot more about your friends, your Facebook friends anyway? A chain letter swept through the social networking site. Everyone who gets it is encouraged to write 25 random things about themselves and ask 25 of their friends to do the same. Millions of notes were sent encouraging relative strangers to reveal odd facts about their lives. Slate Magazine's Chris Wilson set out to discover where it all started, and he's here to report. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi, Jamie. Thanks for having me.
Well, I don't know if you can tell by my tone, but I have my own opinion about this 25 random things. But let's not go there. Let's first start for the non-Facebook users. And there are still a few, Chris. How did this work?
Oh, well, on Facebook, like many social networking sites, you can kind of post a note that anybody who you're friends with can see. And it could be about anything you want. But what we saw here was just a variation on the kind of chain letters that have been going around since, at least the early days of email, if not, before, where you just posted 25 random facts about yourself. And, they ranged from highly innocuous things to things that were, I think you may have been alluding to, rather oddly personal. but then there's a sort of particular feature of Facebook where you can kind of tag friends in one of these notes, which is kind of the equivalent of forwarding it to a friend in kind of the old way that chain letters used to work.
And Chris, I'm older than you. When I was a kid, we actually wrote the chain letter out 25 times by hand.
I remember getting all of
those.
So this
is an improvement.
Remember the threats you would get about, if you didn't forward it to six people, then, some horrible calamity would befall you.
Well, and they still have that on email, but there's no such threat on Facebook, right? It's just a social networking chain letter.
Correct. And it is merely encouraging you to, share some facts about yourself. And, as you can imagine, we could spend quite a bit of time talking about the kind of exhibitionist nature of Facebook, but people are often quite eager to take the opportunity to come up with a list of 25 things about themselves, and because they then kind of forward it on to 25 of their friends, it grows exponentially, like all chain letters do.
Well, do we know how many people took part or at least got tagged? Is there any way to track that?
Unfortunately, there isn't, because it's not a sort of formal application within Facebook. But we, we do know that it really kind of exploded in a really kind of classically exponential way, the way that an infectious disease does, right around kind of mid to late January. And, from beyond that, we know things like, people were on average tagged by, about 3 to 5 or 6 of their friends. And so it really became quite ubiquitous.
And intrusive.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're really going to sit down and answer every one of them.
And it really was just fascinating to see the kind of things that people wrote. Because some of them were very, very sort of superficial and innocuous, and people saying that I've never smoked a cigarette or something. Good for them. But it's not something that's going to flunk them from a future job application. Other people would sort of talk about kind of more kind of personal family matters or religious matters, and you're kind of looking at it and thinking, are they sure? Do they realize that many people are reading these letters? And I think they do.
Let's ask our listeners if they want to weigh in to give a call. Maybe
sure.
They got tagged, or they want to share one or two of their 25 random things here on the radio.
Sounds great.
212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. Slate Magazine's Chris Wilson is here with me trying to help us understand this phenomenon. Now, did you track down the origin of this phenomenon. You compared it to an infectious disease. Often you can trace that back to some original source.
Yeah, the patient zero.
Yeah.
Well, that was certainly the goal. And what I did is I sort of took a survey of Slate readers to try to kind of get a hold of it. And I was really hoping that we'd find the person, you know, kind of like that monkey in a movie Outbreak, you know, that
yes.
was like responsible for all of it. And we didn't find that person, unfortunately, because I don't think that person exists. What was really interesting was that it actually started out as 16 random things about me.
Yes, I recall.
And that didn't quite take off. It just wasn't really kind of the right number. But people started kind of monkeying with the rules, and you know, we saw 17 random things, 19, 35, and once it hit 25, this was kind of the perfect number. It wasn't too big that people felt like they couldn't come up with enough things about themselves. But it wasn't too. But you know, the bigger it is, the faster it spreads because you know you're tagging kind of the same number of people as you are writing things about yourself. And that's when it just absolutely took off.
You know, Time Magazine ran this column, 25 Things I Really Didn't Want to Know About You.
I remember that, yeah.
Well, I mean, what does this say about human psychology?
You know, I mean, a lot of it is just that, you know, I think a lot of people wanted to write this note but felt sheepish about it. But once they saw that many, many of their friends were doing it, then they felt like they had a license to write this note without feeling like they were being kind of completely egotistical. And that's kind of the biggest observation I took away from it was that, you know, we all sort of secretly would like to talk about ourselves at great length, but feel like they're, you know, people would kind of frown upon that. But once it becomes very widespread, then, you know, it's much more acceptable.
It's almost like a cocktail party game of some sort. You know, there are all kinds of myths about Facebook. Let's talk about whether it lives in perpetuity. You mentioned the job application phenomenon, which we've heard so much about, photographs that can doom you for your college application to an
sure.
Ivy League. How about these lists? Do they live on forever?
I think you could delete it if you wanted to, although I don't think many people will. One thing we investigated was how far back the archiving went, because we needed readers to be able to go back and kind of look as far back as they could. And it's not the kind of the easiest thing to find in terms of navigating the site, but as far as I can tell, they do go back, you know, to the very beginning of you know, the first notes that you got, such that they do hang around.
That the beginning of time.
It's not like kind of a website in the sense that it's really easy to search for these things. So my guess is that they're not going to pop up quite as readily as, say, a photo album, which is extremely easy to find and extremely easy to browse. But, you know, if people were looking for them, they could find them.
And they're there somewhere.
Yep.
Well, what do you think the future is for the 25 things? You know, I worry that Facebook's going to get overloaded and crash with all this extra activity.
They have pretty hefty servers there. I actually feel sort of cautiously optimistic that the 25 things phenomenon has run its course. And the reason is that I think it's sort of run out of new victims in terms of, you know, I was tagged several times by friends, but I'm just not going to write one. It's just not something I want to do. And so as long as there are enough people like me and there are many others, you know, from we gathered from the survey who say, you know, this is just not something I'm going to do, then it kind of reaches this natural barrier of it just kind of runs out of new people to infect.
Well, and it is a limited universe. New people join Facebook, but there are only so many people on there. After a while, they will have all put their 25 things out there. People should know, by the way, you can be friends with Brian Lehrer on Facebook. So check it out. And I want to say a very special thank you to Chris Wilson of Slate Magazine, helping us to understand Facebook and the 25 random things phenomenon. Thanks a lot, Chris, for being with us. And I'm Jamie Floyd, in for Brian Lehrer today. Thank you so much for listening.